It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 hours after May Grant's sensational escape from the women's jail. And during those 5 hours, the intensive, widespread search for her has gained momentum. City and state police have been alerted. Teletypes have pounded their message to police headquarters across the country. Radio description has been broadcast, and May's picture carried on the front pages of the press. Well, those developments are a matter of public knowledge, but as yet, unknown to the public, a startling new development. A few moments ago, a police car drove rapidly through a narrow street on the waterfront, stopped at the entrance to the United Machine Company dock, and right now, Police Lieutenant Tragg, Prosecutor Apt, and Defense Lawyer Mason and his secretary are walking through the company's storage yard towards the dock, which juts out over the water. And as Tragg turns down a passageway between canvas-covered machinery...
We're right on the dock. My boy's waiting where the workman found the note.
You could have had him brought to us just as easily.
Mr. Rapp. I'm not buying what that note seems to say yet.
Well, neither am I, Lieutenant.
I'll look this over firsthand.
Warm enough, fella.
Warm enough, but scared. You bluffed Apt into letting us go, but Tragg... Tragg is up to something, Perry.
Well, let's hope he's bluffing, too.
Now, let's hope. But did you see his face?
And since Tragg insisted on bringing us along, maybe that's a break for us. At least Apt won't be able to cover up the note. Now I wish I hadn't tipped off Jake.
Come on, Mason.
All right. Walk on the other side of me, Della. Out of the wind.
Wind's strong out here over the water.
Oh, that water looks cold.
Yes, can't imagine anyone in their right mind jumping in, eh, Mr.?
I didn't say that.
No, I did.
Well, where is Martin, Lieutenant?
He said about halfway out past the watchman's shack.
Could go in the watchman's office out of this wind.
You can't. I'm going to take a look.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Okay, Martin, we see you.
Oh, Mr. Mason in the street, too, huh?
Hello, Martin.
On the street, I thought it was reporters.
No, we decided not to notify the press until we find out just
What did happen, Martin? Where's the guy who found the note?
I'd let him go on his round. He's a watchman.
But what about...
He stuffs right back where he found it, Lieutenant.
Let's take a look.
Just a second, Mr. Apt. Martin, anybody see Mrs. Grant?
Nobody. The watchman said she could have got out on the dock without him seeing her.
He's the watchman, isn't he?
Yes, sir, Mr. Aptsman,
isn't he?
Yes, sir, Mr. Aptsman,
isn't he?
Yes, sir, Mr. Apt, but this is a big yard, and since they weren't loading cargo today, there wasn't anybody much around.
Oh.
Send for divers?
Yeah.
Notify the highway patrol?
Uh-huh.
There's a phone in the watchman's shack. Check with identification for me.
Yes, sir, Lieutenant. For what?
Tell them you're checking for me. I don't want to explain now.
Tragg has got a little secret.
Not so little.
Okay, Lieutenant Tragg, but let me show you where that...
Tell me.
Near the railing by that upright timer.
Okay.
Watchman touched it, but I was careful putting it back.
Yeah, all right. Now, let's go.
Well, there's her purse.
How do you know it's hers?
Excuse me. It looks like hers.
The picture's supposed to be under her purse. Yeah. I don't want to smear these prints up anymore.
There's no envelope, Lieutenant.
Okay, I'll slide it in that. I left it sticking out far enough to see.
Dora's picture.
Yeah. Look on the back. This looks like the only way out. Signed, Dorothy May Grant.
What's that, Chief?
It's an air pump for the diver.
Oh, I see.
That Mrs. Grant's writing, Craig?
It's me. Mason?
Looks like... Bella?
Looks like her writing.
Looks like the only way out.
I won't believe it until they find their body.
Maybe they won't. Even if she did jump.
Huh?
Take a look at the water, Mr. Rapp. Look down.
Oh. Swift current, huh?
Head straight for the main channel. Channel goes out to sea. If she did jump, they might not recover the body. Not unless it got wedged on a piling.
Oh, but that's ridiculous, Lieutenant Tragg. She didn't commit suicide.
Seem positive, Mr. Rapp. Strangely positive in the face of that note.
That note is a plant.
Possibly,
I don't see it either, Mason. Although it would make it a lot easier for her if we did believe it.
She had no motive for committing suicide.
Oh, I think Tragg has the motive in his hand.
Well, this picture?
In a way. I'm talking about Dory.
She had her freedom, but it was an empty freedom. She couldn't have Dory. She couldn't go back to her husband.
So what was there left? Certain death in the electric chair if she was recaptured. The lonely life of a fugitive if she weren't.
The chair? You said she was innocent, Mason.
I'm talking about the way May Grant felt. Of course, I know that Apt has been bluffing, but she didn't.
Bluffing, Mason?
About your certainty of getting a conviction.
Mrs. Grant believed that you were sure to convict him, Mr. Apt.
And so I was, but... Now, see here, Mason, nothing you can say changes a thing.
Uh-uh. We weren't buying this.
Mason!
Hmm? A reporter.
Oh, Jake. Hi, Jake.
How did he...
Well, big deal, huh, Lieutenant? Hello, Mr. Mason.
Hi, Jake. What are you doing here, Jacobson?
Any law against a reporter covering a story?
How'd you know there would be a story?
Besides, I thought you were a columnist, Jacobson.
I am, Mr. Raft. I was planning a waterfront series.
Uh-huh. And you just happened to be here getting color.
How'd you guess it, Lieutenant?
Who tipped you off, Jacobson?
Now, gentlemen, you don't expect me to... What's the story?
No story.
Oh, Mr. Raft.
No story. Drag, have this man escorted out of here.
Oh, wait, Ap. Why not tell Jacobson about the suicide note?
Suicide
note? Shut up, Mason.
Hey, I smell a big one. Come on. Not Mrs. Grant's suicide.
That's right, Jake. They found him.
Try, get this man out of here.
That's no use, Mr. Raft. I think maybe this was planted, too, but it's too late to stop.
But if this story reaches the press...
A certain number of people will believe she did jump in the river.
It has reached the press, so you might as well give me the details.
Well, there's a question of
tales.
Well, there's a question of
tales.
Well, there's a question as to whether or not she did jump in, Jake.
Yeah?
The official attitude seems to be that she didn't.
Oh?
However, it seems to me...
And to me?
That she might have preferred death to living as a fugitive.
You've got a point.
Jacobson, you can't put forward that hypothesis.
Huh?
If you know what's good for you, you'll print only the official view.
You see, Jake, Mr. Rapp is afraid that a lot of people will believe she did commit suicide. And that she was hounded by the prosecution.
Nothing of the sort. Finding Mrs. Grant might very well depend on a tip from an alerted public. If they think she's dead,
they know all that, Ap.
Yeah, and prosecutor or no prosecutor, you can't tell me what to print.
I wouldn't think of it, Jacobson. But your duty to your readers...
My duty is to print the news, both sides. And let me worry about my duty.
But...
I let it go, Mr. Ap.
Hey, Lieutenant.
Yeah, Martin.
Want to come here a minute? It's important.
I'll go with you, Lieutenant.
I'll come, too.
You will not.
And as for you, Mason, you stay here.
I'm cold.
You won't be long. You fill Jacobson in on the details, Mason.
Want to come in the watch house, Lieutenant?
Okay.
It's all a plant, Lieutenant. Mason tipped Jacobson off.
That's what we think, Mr. Rat. But if Martin's got what I think, then go on, inside.
I'll get the door.
Okay, Martin.
It's what you wanted, Lieutenant. They made H. Identification is sure.
Well, that's that. Well, Mr. Rat, want to take Mason now?
Are you sure of this, Tag?
Been working on it since the break. It all checks out. Had to be sure Mason had a connection with H. He does. We can take him in.
Now, wait.
Hmm.
Let's take full advantage, Lieutenant Tragg. Harry Mason has been riding for a fall for a long, long time. Let's make it a real fall.
Huh?
You can have him followed when he leaves?
Well, sure, but why let him leave?
Give him an hour while I get a warrant ready.
Oh, we don't need a warrant. We've got him.
No, no, Lieutenant. An arrest here when he's already in custody? Well, that's hardly news, do you think? Well,
there's a reporter here already.
Mason's friend. Now, let's make a real thing of this, Lieutenant. He might even try to run away.
Kick him while he's down, huh?
You like Mason, don't you, Lieutenant?
He's not a bad guy. Even if he did engineer that break.
Well, I don't like him. And as for kicking him while he's down, I'll stomp him, Lieutenant, every chance I get. Understand?
It's clear.
Good. Now, you go out there and inform Mr. Mason that he's as free as a bird. But make certain he's followed. Meanwhile, may I use this phone, Sergeant Martin?
Well, Lieutenant Tragg wasn't bluffing, was he? The mysterious man called H has been identified and a link found between him and Perry Mason. And Apt isn't bluffing either. He fully intends to arrest Perry Mason and under the most humiliating circumstances possible. Well, what do you think is going to happen?